Our next item is conditional use number 1839 R. Joseph Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of CU 1839 for R. Joseph Johnson based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The location is in an area along Clay Road that is predominantly residential. All the lots on either side of the applicant's property are used for residential purposes, and it backs up to McNichols Place Mobile Home Park. While there is a tank farm on an acre of property on the other side of Clay Road, it is surrounded by a large tract of land owned by the state of Delaware that will be farmed in perpetuity. The other C1, B1, and conditional uses are oriented towards Westcoast Corner intersection and are not in the immediate vicinity of this property. The use as an electrical contracting business in a steel building will not be compatible with the surrounding residential uses. I am not satisfied that the use will not adversely affect Clay Road, which is very narrow and currently very busy. I believe there are other sites that are currently zoned for this type of use that are more appropriate than converting an existing residential property in a residential neighborhood to a business use. As a petition was presented containing 16 signatures from residents of Clay Road in opposition to the application expressing concerns that the property is not compatible with the intent of the zoning code and that the property is adjacent to residential uses on both sides and to the rear and lies within 12 contiguous residential properties, that the land across the street is designated for agricultural uses, that the business use is out of character with the adjoining uses and would diminish property values, and that the zoning would set a precedent for future uses in this residential area. The petition also contains objections based upon lighting, noise, and other activities that would be associated with a business in a residential neighborhood and concerns about traffic that would be created by its use. And lastly, I do not believe the purpose in the zoning code for granting a conditional use are satisfied in this case. This use would not be well adjusted to its environment and would not offer full protection to surrounding properties if granted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1839, R. Joseph Johnson, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, let the record note that I abstained. I did not attend the public hearing.
Okay. Mr. Lank, the motion carries four to zero with Mr.
Three.
Ross.
Three to zero.
I'm sorry, three.
Take your shoes
three,
off, Bob.
Three.
Three to zero
with Mr. Ross abstaining. Next item is